Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
daphealth.org.
Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You know where you are, the Joey English Show. It is Thursday, February 10th. Now let's talk about where you're listening to me. If you're up nice and early, from 5 to 6, you can hear me on the legendary KWXY, where they've been playing beautiful music for over 50 years. That means 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then after I'm through at 6 o'clock. Then you can spend 3 hours with Dan McGrath in the morning, and he'll get you going. He'll play the most wonderful music. You'll be dancing around your house. Then at 9 o'clock, when Dan's finished, switch over to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. That's KKGX, and you can hear my show again, just so long as you listen to it somewhere, as much as you want. And then after we're through, Nigel posts everything on my website, and you can hear the show there again, just so long as you listen. Okay, sit back and relax. Here comes...
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, pay attention at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. As we get closer to Modernism Week, they'll be featuring lots of movies and speeches and all kinds of things. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. The Temecula Theater presents Clue, a Murder Mystery. It'll be running through February 13th at 42051 Main Street in Temecula. The website is temeculatheater.com. The Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival will present Women of the Blues, and it's coming soon. To donate or to get the schedule, go online to Palm Springs Women's Jazz Festival.org. Okay, write that all down on your day timer. Check it out on joeyenglish.com. I am so excited to have back at our microphones for the Palm Springs Talk of Stars. Hollywood has the Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Walk of Stars, but on the Joey English Show, because it's radio, we have the Talk of Stars, and we welcome back from the Wrecking Crew and so much else, Michelle Rabini. Hello.
Hi there.
Nice to see you again.
Great to be here.
With all your fingers, all your talent.
Yeah, they're still attached.
They still.
And let me say, you look marvelous. Simply marvelous, Joey.
But it's radio, darling. There's a reason we stay in radio for all these years.
Well, no, that's why I say it. For those listeners who can't see you, just letting you guys know out there, she's marvelous looking.
I think I broke my headset, but Nigel's got it taped up. We're going to fix it before we have to do this much longer. Joey pals, there's so much to say about Michelle. The most sought after Los Angeles session player during the 60s, the 70s. We're going to talk about that. The way we do this, we'll spend the first segment talking about your childhood, your bringing up, the second part about all your credentials, and the last part about your book and what you still have that you want to do. So to start off with, where were you born?
Well, I was born in Los Angeles, raised in Malibu. I'm sort of what's known as a Malibu brat. Our house was number 8 Malibu Road.
I lived on Carbon Canyon.
Oh, my goodness.
For years.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, right around. Small world.
Yep.
And was your family musical, Michelle?
Oh, very.
Oh.
Yes, my father was a world-famous concert violinist. And my mother, of course, were the ones that got me going in music. My mother was very musical, although she wasn't a musician. She was an actress at the time, before I was born, I should say. She was an actress. She was under contract to some of the major studios at the time, RKO, Paramount. She was what I would sort of consider a starlet.
Yes.
You know, not famous yet, like Marilyn Monroe or something like that, but coming up.
What was her acting name?
Terry Walker. She starred, my favorite, when I talk about her, my favorite movie that I talk about is, she was the female lead in a movie called Federal Bullets.
What was it called?
Federal Bullets.
Federal Bullets.
It was about G-men, you know, chasing the bad guys. And her leading man was a very, very well-known actor named Milburn Stone. Now, if, I don't know if you remember Milburn Stone, but
no,
I'll,
I don't.
But I'll give you a hint.
And I watch film noir, too.
Milburn Stone was Doc on Gunsmoke.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And when he was a young, you know, swashbuckling actor, lead guy, he was the lead in Federal Bullets.
What year do you think that was, Michelle?
Oh, 1932 or something like that. Yeah.
I watch Turner Classic Movies all the time.
Well, they, I think they've,
they
I think they've shown it. Federal Bullets.
Is it it's not a film noir, or it is?
No, no, it was a regular movie.
It was a regular movie. It'll show up there. I'll Google it. Oh, how fun.
Maybe.
Did you have a good school experience? Were you a good student?
Oh, I was a good student, but I did not have a good school experience. I had a lot of problems, and basically they stemmed from the fact that, well, there were three factors. One, to all the other students, I had a girl's name. My name was Michelle.
Yes.
And all the kids that I went to school with had names like Frank and Jim and Bobby and stuff like that.
See, I had a boy's name. And I was Joe.
And you were Joe. Well, so that was number one. They thought I was a sissy. Number two, to back that up, I had to make it more worse. I had curly hair, very curly hair, where all the other kids had crew cuts. And my parents made sure that my little locks were, like, you know, just all over my head. And so that was another thing that backed up this idea that I was a girl instead of a guy. And the third thing that the guys really hated was that I played piano. Mm-hmm. I started playing piano when I was 4 years old.
Oh,
and
Michelle.
And I had, by the time I was 8 years old, I had already learned most of my father's accompaniments to his classical pieces.
Good heavens.
So I was, no, I, no, I was a child
prodigy.
A child,
yes.
Prodigy. And so I could sit down at the piano and you know, play, and the girls just loved to listen to me play and watch me play. And of course the boys hated it, and because of that I got into more schoolyard fights defending my, I don't know, my masculinity.
My name, my hair, my talent.
So they were all jealous. They didn't have any talent. Mm-hmm. They didn't have, you know, they didn't have what I had. And so they just picked on me and picked on me. I had my nose broken six times before I was 16 years old.
You're lucky you didn't break your fingers playing the piano. I mean, you had to protect your hands in those fights.
Yes, I did. I actually did have to protect my hands. When I got into high school, I could not play any, I couldn't be on any of the teams, you know, like basketball or football or anything like that. I couldn't take the chance. When I was in 10th grade, I actually tried to go out for the junior varsity basketball team, and lo and behold, on the very, not thinking about my hands, and the very first day I was on the volleyball court, I had the ball, and I went to shoot the ball up into the basket, and as my hand was going up into the air, this other kid tried to block the ball, and his hand came down onto my, and the palm of his hand hit the top of my thumb and jammed my thumb back into my wrist.
That was that.
And that was the end of that. That was horrible, horrible pain. But more than that, I was scared to death.
Yes.
You know, that it was going to do something to the rest of my life. You
exactly.
Know? So from that point on, I didn't have any contact sports at all. I mean, I could do pull-ups, you know, and on the bars, and I could run on the track, you know, things like
yes.
that. But nothing that involved catching a ball or any contact whatsoever, yeah.
Did you know all those years ago when you were young that you were that focused and wanted what you wanted to be?
Well, as a little kid, I didn't know. As a little kid, I fantasized about being a Navy SEAL. You know, I saw a movie, or a fireman, things
normal.
Like that. I mean, you know, I didn't know. But while I was fantasizing about that, I spent at least 2 hours a day practicing piano. So I guess there wasn't much doubt that I was, you know, going
right.
to be a pianist. It was pretty set in stone.
Yeah. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother. He's 3 years younger than me.
Musical?
Actually, he's very musical. He probably has as much talent as I do, but it was never developed because he was sort of, he felt self-conscious and he felt like he was under me, you know. And, and my father started him playing the violin, and my father was, he may have been the best violinist in the world, but he was the worst teacher in the world. And I mean, he would beat my brother with his bow, you know, rack him on his hands with a bow if my brother was not holding his bow correctly, you know. So my brother gave that up, very just refused to play. And then later in life he picked up the ukulele and he became great at the ukulele.
Oh, how fun.
But he was great at parties, you know.
Yes. Joey Pals, if you just joined us, you're really fortunate. This is our Talk of Stars for a wonderful whole hour today. Michele Rubini, we were talking off the air. I think there are two or three remaining folks from the Wrecking Crew. I mean, Hal Blaine, Tommy Tedesco, those names gone.
They're almost all gone, and it just kills me every time I hear about a, you know, someone new. I mean, someone, one of my old friends passing.
So as we go through the hour today, we're still in the childhood. We got a few more minutes left of, did you went to high school? What'd you do? College, or did you start working? Or
no, I actually started working in a sense before I got out of high school. I was like I mentioned before, I was my father's. I became my father's regular accompanist when I was 14 years old. I guess you could call that child labor. He didn't have to pay me.
I bet. But did you love it?
I'm not sure that I loved it. That's an interesting question. Did I love playing? Yes, I absolutely did. I don't know, working with your father sometimes is not, all the glamorous stuff that you've, not the fun thing that you imagine in your heart, you know, or something like that.
Right.
I definitely wasn't being a Navy SEAL or a fireman, and I didn't seem to be going any place as my father's accompanist. You know, I sort of felt sort of trapped.
But I
became his regular accompanist when I was 14, to go back to the original question, and I played all of his concerts that were in and around the Los Angeles area. If he went farther out from that, you know, across the country or something, then he took his regular accompanist. If he went to Europe or Australia or something like that, he took his regular accompanist. By the time I was 16 years old, I left high school I didn't go to my senior year. I went on a 3 month 3 month concert tour with him across the United States,
and I
missed my whole senior year of high school. So,
but that, still, you
know, and then I came back, and my mother begged me, coerced me to finish high school, which I didn't think I should have to do. And by that time, I just hated school anyway. It was just dumb stuff, and I really had a bad time in school.
I understand what you're saying. Thanks for sharing that.
So I went back to high school, and I graduated when I was 18 and a half and made my mother happy. So.
And by that time, you'd made more money than many adults if you were a professional pianist by that time. We're visiting. Okay, that's our first segment, Joey Pals. That's a little bit about... He hasn't come very far. You started out over in Los Angeles, and here you are in Palm Springs. No.
It's
right.
True. I've
and in between
been an LA boy.
The world. Our next segment, you're going to just love, because we're going to talk about the career, and we'll talk a little bit about the difference in studio musicians and people just on the stage. It's fascinating, and we're with someone who lived it, walked it, and talked it. Okay, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat chocolate.